What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are being joined right now by Kate Walinga. She is a forensic psychologist, and we are discussing Negasi Zabari, the individual who had the cell in his garage, which a woman escaped from, and led police to the scene where she was being held. This man obviously has a very long history and rap sheet. Kate, I'm just going to throw it to you right now. What is your take on this individual with what we know of him thus far?
I don't think you want me to use those words.
We can say anything.
but I mean, I didn't go tour. I don't watch TV, so I didn't go that direction. Yeah. I went toward David Parker Wray.
Okay.
You know, and having, in his case, rather than a garage, it was like a trailer, mm-hmm. like a truck trailer, that he kept women in, multiple women, and had this whole fleshed out fantasy.
Yeah.
And, okay, look, I'm a terrible person, and I fully acknowledge this and own it, but David Parker Wray had years and years and years of practice and fantasizing, and had written out lists and tape recordings that he would play for these women as they came to. And he had a very fully fleshed out fantasy
mm-hmm.
about how things were going to go. And Zabari had a 2-point bulleted list, and I'm like,
you know, cute. Like, you're trying like to be a killer. Yes.
You know, not like it's cute, but like, oh, you poor pathetic thing. Like,
Yeah. Give
it some more thought. You know, here's a guy who went to Seattle to abduct a woman and drove 7 hours and couldn't handle driving the 7 hours to his home before he had to stop and sexually assault her. So here's somebody with really bad impulse control.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, often, so like earlier we were talking about Heuermann and... And in that case, you know, I've said before that you don't, like, for as much as you look at your neighbor and you're like, if somebody in my neighborhood is a serial killer, it's probably that guy. But for real, we don't actually think that.
Sure.
You know, we don't actually think, like, we think of that as kind of a joke, but like, here's a guy who is highly high functioning guy and, you know, had a family and didn't have a record, you know, of violence and sexual assault and that kind of thing. And so like, oh, you know, what a shock, amaze, appall, clutch my pearls. Whereas Zabari, it's like, nobody, like all the articles I've read up about him, the number of people who are like, I'll talk to you, but I need you to not use my name. Like, mm-hmm. people are actively terrified of this guy. People yeah. want to be anonymous. And that's telling. Mm-hmm. And it really boils down to that, like, go ahead and call.
Yeah.
You like you don't have to be sure. It's not your job to be sure, because this guy had kids. Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of people hesitate to call CPS because they're like, well, what if it turns out that they're not actually abusing their children? And I'm like, yes, but what if it turns out they are? It's not your job to be sure. It's your job to have an investigator, you know, investigate.
Yeah.
And so here's a guy who... he was a loose cannon, and people knew he was a loose cannon, but he wasn't, the right microscope was not placed over him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no guesses as to exactly how much damage she did, but a lot.
How difficult do you think it's going to be to get people to come forward with testimony against Zavarri for his prior bad acts that we're unaware of yet, because of that fear factor, because of the fear? I mean, look at this. This is a man who's been convicted of multiple sexual assaults over time, and been accused of multiple as well. And he's out there. He was able to commit this crime. So I can understand the fear of, like, you say something, he's going to be back out at a certain amount of time. I would imagine that fear is still there, because we don't have really a murder conviction or anything on him.
Nor are we likely to.
Nor are we likely to. Like. Yeah. I mean, so at some point, he'll be back out.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Which may not necessarily bode well for anyone coming up and raising their hand saying, let me give you some info.
It'd be a really hard sell also, because let's say that they have enough, which it seems like they do. But let's say that they have enough evidence to convict him on attempted murder.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a brief sentence compared to actual completed murder.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, I mean, I've read accounts from neighbors who are talking about, we are already in the process of moving.
Yeah.
Because we don't want him to even think that maybe we talked to the police.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, all of this is... To me, you know, I'm not a profiler, but I mean, I'd move.
Yeah. The system is likely, if they are not going to be able to get super strong charges against him to keep him away for a long time, there's no telling what he could do if he gets back out. And I don't know that there is anything that's going to keep him away, unless they continue to find and they can get some evidence showing that he has been doing this in a serial sort of way.
Even doing it in a serial sort of way, like just the way, you know, with between prison overcrowding and true. The way crimes are, you know, the way time is adjudicated often,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, if you're allowed to serve concurrent mm-hmm. sentences, and if you're allowed to do, you know, there are states where it's like you only have to do 85% or 75% of your adjudicated time, and then you're allowed out on good behavior, things like that. Which, good behavior, it's, I always hate that phrase so much.
Yep.
Because that, it sounds like you chose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the reality is, when you're in prison, bad behavior stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good behavior, you're watched all the time. You're told what to do and when to do it. And so it's not good behavior. You're just
status quo.
The crowd.
Yeah, yeah. It's not necessarily going out of your way to show good behavior. It's just you're not causing problems.
You're just not, exactly. You're just, perhaps lacking the cojones to act out when people bigger and stronger and more heavily weaponized than you are around you, whether that means your cellmate or a corrections officer,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't make you good.
Yeah.
It just makes you scared.
Sure, sure. Seeing that he had the ability to kind of pull the wool over even Judge Judy's eyes and managed to win the case when he was on Judge Judy, I think is rather interesting. But at the same point, what it says to me more than anything else is this man's attention for or seeking for grandiose attention. Going on Judge Judy, obviously, it's a choice. No one's assigned Judge Judy as a civil judge. You willingly have to go there and do that. What does that say about this? The fact that he pretended to be a police officer to get this person into his custody, built the damn cell himself. He seems rather grandiose in many ways in the way that he conducts his criminal behavior.
Hence the David Parker Ray comparison. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's somebody who he had some fantasies going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his wife and kids were not, I don't think, involved in these fantasies in the same way. Like with David Parker Ray, he had both the help of his partner and also physical distance. Mm-hmm. You know, he's out in the middle of nowhere. And Siberia didn't have this.
Sure.
And so, you know, but somehow he seemed to think he could just get away with stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I expect at some point we're going to get a not guilty by reason of insanity plea come out. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because the bar is so incredibly low on, like, any look, I did it for a living. And so I can tell you that anybody can spot the person who is actually not guilty by reason of insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I bet he tries to do that because, you know, he's going to tell himself that's easier time. Plus, you know, this is all, look at these crazy fantasies that I had. I'm waving my hands around again, like anybody can see, but look at these crazy fantasies I had in my head. Like, mm-hmm. what? I must have been crazy. Nobody would think this. And the reality is like, yeah, apparently you did.
Mm-hmm. And then it kind of goes to the definition of insanity. And what is that when we're talking about something like this? Because anyone could look at this behavior and go, that's insane. Why would you do that? But that variation, that definition is not truly the definition of what legally they'd look at as insane.
Oh, it makes me, I'm going to say it makes me insane. Like, yeah. There's such a thing. There's clinical insanity, which is, you are not fully rational. You're not logical. You don't have control over your moods. You don't have control over your thoughts. But, you know, if you're able to, so that's clinical insanity. Legal insanity is, do you know what you're doing is wrong? Meaning, would you do it in front of a police officer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to cooperate with your attorney? Doesn't mean you have to do it, just means could you if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And do you understand the basics of a court proceeding? Like, do you understand how to sit at a table? Mm-hmm. Do you understand what a judge is and who your attorney and who the other attorney is? Do you understand that you can say, no, I don't want to testify on my own behalf, things like that. Like, mm-hmm. Do you understand the very basics? That's very different.
Yeah.
Like, those are very different things. You can, I guarantee anybody who's listening, you know someone who has schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
You know someone who has such severe cognitive or mood disorders that they have had to be, you know, involuntarily committed to a psychiatric facility. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you do. One in 10 people.
Sure.
Have severe enough mental illness to qualify as clinically unwell, mm-hmm. clinically insane. You don't know very many people who are legally insane.
Yeah.
That bar is really low.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the rug's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, Five modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.